Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Yabona sizwe ne lo Elon Musk nalo Trump okhona nenywele ngathi sihlahla sentsawo amani laba shwelela kabi lapho Elon Musk athathela abazali bakhe la esingena bula ham sikhansele kwaleyo Twitter leyo vele nje kuvele kuphele asincengile thina asimdingi futhi sizimele sengokwethu nethi nje mele sihlungise labantu bala ekhaya abagreedy ngoba sinawo wonke ama minerals ongawacabanga afunwa amanye amazwe anganawo kwayona leyo America leyo so asizukuphashelwa abantu ngale ndlela le basho sincengi.
Okay. So the Elon Musk situation is actually very, very delicate. If you believe what happened in South Africa regarding the Guptas and the Zuma presidency, it's exactly what's happening in the U.S. regarding Elon and the Trump presidency. And yesterday I read a report that Elon's company, Tesla, has received a contract to make armored vehicles for the U.S. government.
Course.
Now, whether or not that is an accurate report, I don't know, because there's also a lot of propaganda rolling around. But if that is true, this is corruption of the highest order. Highest order. Luckily, it's America's problem to deal with. It is not ours. If you just joined us, though, right now, Julia Joseph is in the studio. She has four Romeos courting her for our attention. Letabo is Romeo 1, Clement, Romeo 2, Simpiwe, Romeo 3, and Dumi, Romeo 4. We played some clips of them earlier on. We'll play them throughout the hour as well. And then at the end of the hour, we'll announce who the winner is. Voting is closed on the website. I've got the results already.
Did you think, you know what, Susan?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, I'm like, you're like that big brother who's like, does Ubaba know about this?
Yeah.
Do they know about this? But who did you see that you think?
Is the one.
Yeah. Don't say anything.
Because I'm going to sway them.
Yeah, you always do.
That's funny. Okay, well. There you have it. This hour is the hour of love. If you just joined us, as I was saying in my absence, Saul turned the show to All You Need Is Love.
Of course.
And so today, Julia Joseph is sitting with four Romeos, courting her for her attention. Romeo 1 is Letabo. This is what he has to say.
I'm Letabo, originally from Imbalwandle, but currently residing in Heidelberg, in Gauteng. I'm turning 34 in September, got no kids, I'm single, I work as a regional time manager for a sales and merchandising company. And yeah, I mean, I'm a lover of life, I'm a gentleman, I believe so to be a gentleman. I believe that I'll be the perfect candidate to go out with Juliet, and then my credit score is clear. She doesn't have to worry about me. I'm not a project.
Hola. Letabo. Clement is Romeo number 2.
My name is Clement Ramazuma. They call me Coffee the Black at the rank. That's my nickname. I am a petty man who is turning 39 on April 4th. I'd love to go on a date with Juliet and show her some good quality time and how do I treat women. Nage mukhaka monai wale phate to kisotho akirwane. Careta, nage mukhalaka to ye khulu
Simpiwe is Romeo 3.
Kaya FM on the streets, on the air. I'm known as the Zulu poet, but my name is Simpiwe. I'm 25. I'm from Soweto. Man, I'm selfless. I'm grounded. No, I'm a chilled guy. I'm really chilled. And I'm proof that gold comes from very unexpected places, you know. Yeah, I'm currently working on myself. And you can expect nothing but pure and mature vibes.
Okay. And then Dumi, Romeo 4.
Hi, I'm Dumi. I'm 36 years old and I'm from Alexander. I'm a business guy who's running a small business. More Alexander, so I grew up both Kasi, Tembisa and Alexander. I'm also a nice guy. Lena ke motogi nekishabile a date for Valentine. So I hear it from KFM Julie, it's looking for a date. Kare, let me take a chance here, Nana.
So those are four candidates. The voting's already closed, but I want to find out from the ladies in the studio. Are you charmed in any way?
No. Not for me.
ladies. These guys sound decent, man.
They sound very serious.
No, to be honest with you, I think out of all of them, I don't want to sway anyone, but personally, number one sounds like he knows his story. He's not trying to sell you a dream. The other dude who says, yeah, nah, credit score, red flag.
Number one is credit score.
That is the guy.
Hey?
Number one is credit score.
Credit score.
No, man, isn't that the oh, no. Is that the
number
credit
one is credit score.
Yeah. It's 700.
And then there's the guy who's working on himself. He sounds like a project. And then there's the guy who, Mina, I am biased. I would never date a petty man. No.
I mean, they're all great. Juliet will just have to choose.
Oh, boy. Paul's such a hater.
She is.
Yo, bitsang tate o wa mopedi a tlekwano. Le tlo na re batla batho ba thong ke Valentine.
Oh no, Juliet, I wouldn't date a petty man at all. Mama.
It's
a red flag for me.
The petty guys are all getting hate.
Yeah, what a season, from the four clips that you played. That's the dating pool right now. Yeah, but what if they are not interesting, Bian? That's it. That's exactly why women are single. Because what do you mean? Only the first guy sounds appealing, yan. But the rest, I ain't get guys. And that's exactly how the dating pool is right now.
Aibu.
Mamelan, Kopa Juliet Ate number two. Ato Jachalete ya uchekis. Korenke. Like, unari hopura. Ola or credit score. Hannah had cash, and Julia always says financially stable.
Yeah, my dude.
Oh, guys, I would go with number one. Babang ba okare kidi project. Number one, which sounds confident, which always seems to say hi. The rest, they are tekatekaring.
Hey, gag. Ziawa gila. Now, as I was saying, in this hour, there were four people that were competing for Juliet Joseph's attention. And I've got the results right here in front of me. Leading with, man, a large percentage of the votes. He has got over 300 votes.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe let's start it from the bottom. Yeah. Simpiwe got the least amount of votes. He got about 10.
Oh. Ish.
Clements.
Simpang, I'm out votes.
Clements got more votes. He got 50.
Oh, that's the Petty's taxi owner, yeah.
Yeah. Dumi got about 75 votes.
75?
Yeah.
That is either is he leading?
No, just listen.
Okay.
The person who actually got a lot of votes but then took himself out of this, Uprapito. Prapito had 260 votes.
He was gatekeeping.
So he took himself out of it.
Yeah.
And so the winner...
Obvious.
With 300 votes. Letabo!
Letabo! Indota your credit score.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
They were all great though. I loved all those entries, to be honest with you. And I loved the listener, Kaya family, for participating and, you know, voting. I mean, I had the colleagues also sowing votes. Yeah, it was lovely. And also, by the way, guess what? You guys know Jonathan Ball Publishers. You'd know.
Yes, we do.
So they took advantage and sent me a lovely book. It's called How to Win Jolo and Love.
That's fine.
By Dudu. And I was surprised. It came in a package. So I've got a Valentine's gift. I've won.
So when are you going on the stage?
Next week, sis.
Oh!
I'll go next week.
I thought you were going today because she's looking beautiful today.
Yeah, I thought it was going to pick up in his Vrpa because the picture he put up there is going to Vrpa and he made sure it shows.
I'm a very busy woman. I've got classes as well today, so no.
H!
A woman of class.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.